You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio. It's March 3rd, 2021. I'm Logan Miller, and this is a rundown of this evening's local news headlines. A 17-year-old Rexburg girl is missing, and police hope you can help find her. In a Facebook post, the Rexburg Police Department says Kaden Barks was last seen on Saturday, February 27th at her home in Rexburg. They believe she is a runaway. She is 5 feet 7 inches tall and weighs approximately 134 pounds. She has blonde hair and blue eyes. She was last seen wearing a black jacket with the word Cali on it, blue shorts, and red and black pants. We have pictures of her on our Facebook page, just like BYU Idaho Radio. If you know where she might be, call the police department at 208-372-5001. Highland High School officials have rejected a $250,000 donation. The Idaho State Journal reports in Pocatello, Highland High School had to reject a donation from Connections Credit Union in connection to the renovation of the high school's Iron Horse Stadium. The credit union was planning to donate money to build a new field house that would be branded with the company's name. The paper reports Highland officials began contacting contractors on their own instead of waiting for the official channels of approval. They had hoped that the credit union would simply build the field house and then donate it to the school district, but it doesn't work like that. The school district owns the land and a business can't build on it without proper approval. The Board of Trustees said they were completely unaware of the project and it was canceled at a $32,000 loss for Highland High School. There are those who have speculated that Highland tried to avoid the red tape because a similar project at Highland was rejected by the district several years ago because it was unfair to other schools in the area. The Iron Horse Stadium project has officially been put on hold. The school district is planning further discussions with Idaho State University, where varsity games are held in Holt Arena, and will be in contact with local contractors to try to finance the project. Get excited, because Girl Scout cookies are back in town. Starting this week, Girl Scout cookie booths will start popping up around town, including at grocery storefronts like Walmart, Albertsons, and Brolam's. Because of the pandemic, the Girl Scouts have also teamed up with Grubhub, so you can order your cookies online and have them delivered to your door. Jessica Budznowski, the Director of Philanthropy for the Silver Sage Council of the Girl Scouts in Idaho, says these cookie booths teach girls a lot of useful skills.
I mean, these are general life skills that they are learning. You know, they're learning about counting back change. So they're learning about how to decide what they want to do with those funds. They are building their confidence in being able to talk to others and share what they're doing or to make an ask, you know, will you support me in these efforts? And those life skills are things that you and I use every single day. And so this is setting them up for success beyond anything that they can imagine.
You can listen to our full interview with Budznowski on our podcast feed. Just subscribe to BYU Idaho Radio wherever you get your podcasts. This has been a rundown of this evening's local news headlines for March 3rd, 2021. I'm Logan Miller. This is BYU Idaho Radio.